Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Since 2018, Ireland has been downgraded every year in an assessment of its response to eliminating human trafficking by the US Department of State. Ireland has been criticised internationally for its lack of trafficking convictions and its inability to identify and support victims of trafficking. This week, NUIG Professor Siobhan Mullally was appointed UN Special Rapporteur on Human Trafficking. She joins me on the line now. Congratulations on your appointment, first of all, Professor.
Thank you very much, Philip.
Why was it that the State Department decided that we should be amongst the worst or the worst in Western Europe for tackling trafficking?
Yes, it's a very shocking assessment of Ireland. We're the only Western European country in this situation. The only other EU country is Romania. And so we're listed along with countries with much more challenging situations, Pakistan, Sudan, Vietnam, Uzbekistan, for example, on this Tier 2 watch list. And they're quite specific in how they assess this. They point out that there have been no convictions for trafficking since 2013, that the state is not being proactive in identifying victims of trafficking, and not providing specialized assistance to victims and protection. So we house victims of trafficking, for example, in direct provision centers, and this has been repeatedly criticized as not meeting our obligations in terms of specialized supports and protection. They also criticized, actually, the working scheme for sea fishers, which they said had increased vulnerability for people working in the fishing industry. And we're very critical of the lack of prosecutions for the crime of trafficking.
And what is it that they think that should be happening for potential victims of trafficking who are in direct provision?
They should be in specialised accommodation, safe, secure accommodation, with specialised support services, which would be the practice in other European countries and across the world. And this has been criticised not just in the US State Department reports, it's been criticised by the Council of Europe. It was criticised last December by the UN Commission on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. And the practice in other countries, in the UK, for example, you would find safe houses or refuges or apartments which are designed specifically for victims of trafficking to ensure that they're safe, that they're not at risk of re-trafficking and becoming victims of further crimes, and that they're given specialised support services, counselling, psychological support and assistance in terms of starting a new life and protection. So there are plenty of examples of how to do that, and this has been raised with Ireland for several years now.
I'm a little bit unclear on something here. Can you define victim of trafficking for me? Because if one person's victim of trafficking could be another person's illegal immigrant.
No, that's not correct. Trafficking is a crime against a person. There's a strict legal definition in Irish law, in EU law, in international law. So it's a person who's a victim of a crime of exploitation. And exploitation may be sexual exploitation, labour exploitation, or forced criminality.
So I'm not a victim of trafficking if I have just paid a large sum of money to a criminal and gotten on board the back of a lorry.
No, the key question, and this is provided for in legislation in Ireland, in EU law, it's quite clear. The question is, that might be termed a smuggling arrangement if a person has consented to that. Of course, the lines can become blurred. People pay money to cross a border, but they're tricked. They're told that they're going to a safe destination, that they'll be offered a job, and then they're forced into prostitution. They may be raped and beaten and end up in a brothel. Or they're working in a restaurant, but they're not paid. Their passports are withheld. So the situation can also change.
When the stories of labour exploitation or sexual exploitation become prominent, they're isolated and they're not reported on too frequently, which gives an impression of not too much of this happening in Ireland. Are we naive to that?
Yes, very naive. And I mean, civil society organisations, Sexual Violence Centre in Cork, the Immigrant Council, the Migrant Rights Centre, have for years been highlighting the issues in relation to victims of trafficking. It's known. The police are aware of it, but it doesn't. It only flares up, as you said, in media now and again when there's a sensational incident such as the tragedy in Essex. But it's something that there is awareness of, certainly among support services, NGOs, those working on the front lines. Ruhama, for example, provides support services also. And NGOs would estimate much higher numbers of victims of trafficking not being identified in Ireland.
There are some sectors that are obviously worse than others. You mentioned sea fishers right at the outset there. We have a particular failure in protecting them.
Yes, that has been an unusual situation in Ireland. Last year, four UN special rapporteurs, including the special rapporteur in trafficking, issued a letter to the Irish government that was a highly unusual step, highlighting the risk of trafficking in the fishing industry and the exploitation that was taking place and the failure to ensure protection. And it's highlighted again in the US State Department report as one of the reasons for downgrading. There have been no convictions, again, in this area, but organisations like the International Transport Federation and the Migrant Rights Centre have been working hard to try to support victims of exploitation. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission was also involved in proceedings in relation to this. But that has been an ongoing issue, and it relates to shortcomings in relation to identification, inspection mechanisms, and then the investigation and prosecution stages.
Okay. Siobhan Mullally, thank you very much, and the very best of luck with your new role as you take it up, UN Special Rapporteur on Human Trafficking, also the Director of the Irish Centre for Human Rights at NUIG. We'll